أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ثم إن ربك للذين هاجروا من بعد ما فتنوا ثم جاهدوا وصبروا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us the consequences that will be faced by the one who was blessed with iman and then left the fold of Islam, and he had forsaken the deen of Allah deliberately, intentionally. And then you had another person who was forced to utter a statement of kufr and disbelief in order to save his life, but his heart remained satisfied and firmly placed on iman. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of those who had migrated for the sake of Allah after they had suffered much persecution at the hands of the Quraysh and the people of Makkah. Allah says in ayah number 110 of Surah An-Nahl, ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ, certainly indeed your Rabb. Your Rabb is for those who have migrated, لِلَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا فُتِنُوا, after they were tested, after they were persecuted, after they were oppressed, they went and migrated. ثُمَّ جَاهَدُوا, and they struggled in the way of Allah. وَصَبَرُوا, and they exercised sabr, they persevered and they showed patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, Ya Rabb, after all of that, after all they had done for the sake of Allah, لَغَفُور is certainly most forgiving and most merciful. Allah reminds us of the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, يَوْمَ تَأْتِي كُلُّ نَفْسٍ. Allah says, the day of Qiyamah is the day when every person shall come, تُجَادِلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهَا, defending himself. Every person will come on the day of Qiyamah, trying to defend himself, trying to defend herself. وَتُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ. Every soul shall be given in full whatever it did in this dunya. Whatever it did in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. They will not be wronged in the least. Whatever they had been practicing in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the payment thereof in full. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a certain town, a certain village. Majority of the Mufassirin explain that this is not referring to a particular town. It's not referring to a particular village. This applies to every town, to every city, to every community, every locality that is faced with this type of a situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites the example. He gives the example of a town. Some Mufassirin says that it's referring to the town of Makkah al-Mukarramah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have this town, you have this city, right? كَانَتْ آمِنَةً, and the city enjoyed security and safety. مُطْمَئِنَّةً, it was a peaceful, relaxed and content city. Everyone in that city is living a good life. There's security, there's amn, there's aman, there's safety, and they're living a pleasant life. يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. The provisions for the city in the forms of vegetation, in the form of fruit, in the form of all other supplies, needs, requirements and necessities, all these come to the city رَغَدًا, freely, مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ, from every place. They are importing things from different parts of the world. They are importing different types of commodities and they are importing different types of things. And from every makan, from every place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, things are coming to the city. So they are living a very comfortable, peaceful life. يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا فَكَفَرَتْ. But the people of the city and the town, what do they do? فَكَفَرَتْ. They were ungrateful. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. All these bounties of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with, as a result of that, instead of showing shukr to Allah and being grateful to Allah, they used those very same bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that was displeasing to Allah. And they expressed ungratefulness to Allah azza wa jal. فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how did Allah then punish the people of this city? And what was the consequence of their own deeds? And what was the consequence of their ungratefulness and ingratitude to the bounties of Allah? Allah says, فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the city and the people of the city, Allah made them taste a garment of hunger and fear. Two things. Poverty. Poverty became rife in that city, in that community. And one of the most prominent ways in which people are ungrateful for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by showing extravagance. Extravagance in the bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Today, this is something that is rife and it is common. Extravagance in everything. Extravagance within our homes, extravagance within our functions, extravagance within our lifestyle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if He has given you a bounty, enjoy the bounty, but do not be ungrateful of that bounty by expressing and displaying and exhibiting extravagance. The moment a person does that, then that is a sign of his ungratefulness and ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that ni'mah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ. The people of the city, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then covered them up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed a garment over them. What was that garment? What did Allah cover them up in? Al-jur, hunger, starvation, poverty, unemployment. That became the order of the day. There were thousands of people, millions of people without food in their homes and without shelter over their heads. Wal-khawf, number two, Allah took away that security, that safety. Within their homes, there was a sense of fear. Every time they left their homes, there was a sense of fear of being attacked, of being hijacked, of being robbed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away that security, and Allah ta'ala took away that peace of mind and that safety that they had enjoyed. Allah says, why? Bima kanu yasna'un. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to experience the fear and the poverty and the hunger, bima kanu yasna'un, because of what they themselves had done. Because they had done this, the evil consequences of their own deeds. It was a path that they had chosen for themselves. All they had to do was express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they failed to do so, deliberately did not do so. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them taste the consequences of the acts. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and certainly a messenger had come to them from amongst themselves. There was a messenger that had come to them. فَكَذَّبُوهُ. They belied him. They rejected him. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a punishment then seized them because of their transgression and because they were people who consistently and continued to engage in wrong, unjust deeds and express the ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, فَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forbid you from eating that what Allah has blessed you with. Like we said earlier, Allah does not forbid us from enjoying the bounties that He has blessed us with. What Allah forbids us from is extravagance. Allah subhanahu and ostentation. Allah says, فَكُلُوا. Eat. Mimma razaqakumullah. Eat from what Allah has provided for you. Halalan, provided it is halal. Wa tayyiban, it is wholesome. It is pure. So long as it is halal and it is pure, eat of it. Washkuru ni'matullah. But give shukr for the bounties of Allah. Give shukr for the bounties of Allah. Express thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that ni'mah, for that bounty. Allah will preserve it. Shukr to the bounty of Allah will not benefit Allah in any way. It benefits the person who has the ni'mah. That is what we must understand. When I express thanks and gratitude to Allah, not only verbally, of course, verbally is one form of gratitude, but by using that ni'mah in a way that Allah will be happy with me. Using that ni'mah. Allah has given me health. How am I using my health? Allah has given me time. How am I using my time? Allah has given me wealth. How am I using it? Allah has blessed me with different ni'mahs and bounties. Am I using them within the parameters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have set and have ordained? If I am doing that, that's shukr. That is shukr. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for you. So Allah says, eat, drink, So long as it's halal, it's wholesome and it's pure, washkuru ni'mat Allah, and give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every ni'mat Allah has blessed you with, in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun, if truly He is the only one whom you worship. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.